Hey guys, welcome back to the Far Better Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Clark, and today we're talking about Sardis. Continuing our study, looking today at Sardis, those who walked worthy among the dead. As you and I think about what we talked about last week, we pointed out that Sardis was, for the most part, as a congregation is concerned, dead and unaware. They didn't realize that though they had a name that was known, they weren't actually living up to that name. But Revelation 3 and verse 4 tells me this. There was this, what we call a remnant in Sardis. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The church itself was not commended here, but the few were. Now, this idea of a defiled garment walking with me in white, I want you to think about that for just a moment here. White has often conveyed purity or even worthiness. For example, if you think about James 1:27, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. But 2 Timothy 2 and verse 19 says, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You can't be defiled, that is, you can't be unpure, impure. But then there's this mindset of commitment that's talked about here. The faithful will walk with me. Think of 1 John 1 and verse 7. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And Romans 8, 32 through 39 conveys this similar mindset that commitment is so critical and key. But how sad is it that only a few, a small few, could be commended or would even be commended for the goodness that should have been abounding in Sardis. A remnant remained. But then we think about verse 5. Verse number 5 here. And there's something that is so pertinent and so necessary to consider. There's this warning that is given. In verses 5 and 6, the church at Sardis hears, He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Think about this for a moment, because this isn't the remnant that we're talking about in verses 5 and 6. It can't be. Though it is applicable to them, though it does actually matter that the remnant be considered as following verses 5 and 6, we're not talking about the remnant being the ones that are receiving this instruction. They've already received and applied it. We're talking about those in Sardis that were the majority. We're talking about those in Sardis who were, as we've said, dead and unaware. This is what you need to do. Overcome. It's an opportunity for the unfaithful to repent. It is not yet too far out of reach for these members of Sardis. If they do not change, they will be blotted out. But I think sometimes we're not careful enough to consider that Sardis, like so many of the other churches, and even really Sardis is one of the churches that has probably the sharpest rebukes given to it among the two that we've discussed as far as in prospect with Laodicea, Sardis is a pretty strong rebuke. And yet they're still not too far gone. This mindset of your name will be blotted out if you don't overcome. Let's talk about the book of life for a moment. The book of life is a very interesting passage here. to consider that really a phrase I should say, because the very first time that I've understood to be finding reference to this book, and I might be wrong, I'd be happy if you have a verse that predates this one or is before this one, I'd like to have it so I can add it to the collection here. But the first verse that I have is Exodus 32 and verse 33, where it says, "The Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book." What book is that? Well, think about Psalm 69 and verse 28. "Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous." Psalm 56 and verse 8 says, "You number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?" This book that God has contains all of my deeds. Malachi 3 and verse 16 says, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name." Revelation 3 and verse 6, of course, we said, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches," that he will not be blotted out, verse 5, from the book of life. But watch Revelation 21 and verse 27. "But there shall be by no means," "but there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles," takes away the purity, "or causes an abomination or a lie," takes away the purity, "but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life." Our concern has to be, as we seek to please God now, to have an eternity that's far better, our concern should be with the way our reputation is seen by God. How does He view us? I know that you understand this, but please hear me carefully. I don't care what you think about me. I care what He thinks about me. I told my wife, whenever she says, "I don't know that that goes when you wear some clothing like I do that will sometimes not necessarily be in style or whatever," I'll tell her, "Who am I trying to impress? I'm already married. I'm not, certainly not trying to press any women out here to try to find another wife or a girlfriend. I've already won that game. I've got a wife. I'm married. I'm in love. I'm not going to impress anybody. Who cares if they don't like the way I dress? I don't. Who cares if they don't like the way that I am? I don't." Now, obviously, you know the difference here needs to be stated and must be stated, that we're not talking about a difference between living righteously and being chastised for living unrighteously. We're talking about, if I'm doing something that's a matter of preference, who cares? How does God see me? That's all that matters. Those who walked worthy among the dead. You know, for a while, and it's still somehow on the air through different means and methods, AMC's The Walking Dead was an incredibly popular phenomena where so many people were concerned and considering, how can I watch this show about zombies? And it's incredible to think that the Walking Dead that were among those in Sardis were very much a problem. That though they wouldn't want to eat the flesh of the other people, at least I certainly don't think so, spiritually speaking, they were soul eaters. And if Sardis's remnant did not walk worthily, and did not walk in a way that was worthy before those that were defiling the name and doing the things that were among the walking dead, it would have been catastrophic. Praise be that there was a remnant. Lord willing, next week we'll pick up with our Sardis text takeaways. But until then, let's remember to please God now, so our eternity can be far better.